Hey, welcome back in to the Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood coming to you, as always, live from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios right south of Atlanta, Georgia. That's kind of a fib. I'm not always in the studio, but most of the time I am for the Morning Blitz. I want to remind everyone that the Morning Blitz, sponsored by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. And as usual, several times a week now, this year we've got him with us. We've got the hero of all sports handicappers, Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based in Las Vegas. Mike, how are you doing on a Thursday morning?
Doing well. Getting ready for a big football weekend. We've got Thursday through Monday football each and every day.
Right, and of course, you'll be back on tomorrow. We'll take care of Inside the Numbers, the full hour show, where we take a look at all the top college games and NFL games for Sunday, and including Sunday night and Monday night football. But today we've got a couple of games we want to talk about while we can get you for a few minutes. And we'll start out with the NFL game tonight, and that's the Broncos at the Cardinals. It's an 8:20 kick on Fox and the NFL Network. These two teams combined only have a 3-9 record. Denver's 2-4, Arizona 1-5.
Both teams are struggling, and I read where Josh Rosen said, there's no sense of desperation to win. Now, Rosen can say that after signing a huge guaranteed contract, but first-year head coach Steve Wilks, he disagrees. He said, hey, all jobs are in jeopardy, including his. Both teams struggling in key phases of the game. Denver ranks dead last in the league in stopping the run. That's a surprising number. Would have predicted that in the preseason. Good news for Bronco fan, though, is Arizona's last in offensive rushing yards.
Yeah, and Denver, too, offensively. Denver's 10th in the league in total offense. But as you mentioned, Arizona, you know, not only are they last in rushing yards, they're dead last in total offense. And you got two quarterbacks, Case Keenum, who's thrown for over 1,600 yards. He's thrown seven touchdowns, but he's thrown eight interceptions. You know, that's not a very good ratio. The Broncos, they seem to have had quarterback trouble, though, since Peyton Manning retired. On the flip side, you've got Josh Rosen, a rookie, highly touted. And even though he's young, the Cardinals seem that they're going to hitch their wagon to this rookie and ride it out.
Yeah, they're going with the chosen one. The interesting thing here is both Denver and Arizona started the year two quarterbacks that played on the Vikings in 2017. Of course, that team went to the NFC Championship game. Keenum, he's still the starter at Denver. But as you said, Arizona made the change from Sam Bradford to Josh Rosen in week three. When I take a look at some numbers, this stat's an eye-opener. Denver, 1-11 straight up and 1-11 against the point spread the last 12 regular season road games. So to your point again, since Manning retired, Denver has been abysmal against the spread, especially on the road. Von Miller, I don't know if you saw this, Coach, but Von Miller guaranteed a win. He stated, we're going to kick Arizona's you-know-what, and you mark it down. Well, he has more confidence in a win than Vegas does.
Von Miller pulling the Joe Namath with a guaranteed win on Thursday Night Football. Not quite the Super Bowl, but hey, you know, still impressive. Come on. Now, early projections are that each one of these teams, I know you mentioned earlier in the segment that, you know, Steve Wilks said he's coaching for his job. He's in his first year. He's really not coaching for his job. But I tell you what he's saying is that his offensive staff is coaching for their jobs. And truly, each one of these, both of these teams, early projections are you're going to see wholesale changes on the offensive staffs in 2019. Let's move on to the college game tonight that we want to talk about for just a few minutes. Stanford at Arizona State. This is a later kick on the East Coast, 9 p.m. on ESPN. The Cardinal, they started out 4-0. They're now 4-2 after losing to Notre Dame and Utah. Sun Devils, they're 3-3. They've lost three of their last four. Last time out, they lost to Colorado 28-21.
Both teams going in the wrong direction. I do think Arizona State has improved more than I thought they would in the preseason, especially defensively. Coach, listen to these numbers. 50, 71, 55, and 42. Now, those are the total rushing yards for Stanford in four of their last six games. In 2017, the Cardinal averaged 200-plus yards on the ground. This year's numbers are the worst since head coach David Shaw took over 8 years ago.
Yeah, and really when you look at these numbers, you want to say, well, they're having quarterback problems, so they're able to stack the box. But that's not really true. As a matter of fact, both these quarterbacks, KJ Costello for Stanford and Manny Wilkins for Arizona State, they're both having solid years. But as you mentioned, this is not a typical David Shaw Stanford team. They really miss a healthy Bryce Love. Herm Edwards, he's doing a great job of changing that culture there in Tempe. Now, again, they're 3-3, but each loss is only by a touchdown. They're not getting blown out by 20 and 30 and 40 like they were the past few years.
Yeah, that's right. Sun Devils are much more competitive than years past. In this game, they're a small underdog at home. Stanford's favored by around 2.5. But Stanford does not look like the Stanford teams of the past. And if, against the point spread, they've only covered one time the last five trips to Tempe. I think I'm leaning to Arizona State in this one.
Mike, before we let you go, and of course you'll be back tomorrow with us on Inside the Numbers, and we'll cover this game in depth then, but that Michigan-Michigan State game, you know, has there been any particular movement during the week on that game?
Actually, it opened 7 and it's sitting there. And I thought it would be a little higher because Michigan's a public team and Michigan just came off. They just shellacked Wisconsin, who's a very solid team. But actually, no, it's just sitting there at 7 right now.
Do you think maybe that's because the Wolverines are going to have to travel and go play in East Lansing?
Sure, and we both know they haven't had much success against the top teams in the Big Ten East. And I believe, just going off the top of my head, State's won 8 of the last 10.
Yeah, I tell you, I think this is a must-win for Jim Harbaugh if he's going to maintain the momentum. All right, Mike, well, listen, we appreciate you taking a few minutes being with us here on this Thursday morning, and we'll talk to you again in the morning when we have Inside the Numbers for all the top college games and the NFL games for this weekend.
Yep, look forward to it, Coach. Talk to you in the morning.
Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Auburn great David Rocker is going to be with us to discuss the Tigers.
There's no cloudy morning. Won't you hear what I say?